You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, all favor comes from God, but through people. Somebody got to sign the check. Come on, it comes from God through people. That means, if that's true, that means there's a lot of people in the kingdom of God today that limits God's favor in their life because they do not want to receive anything from anybody. I don't need nobody's help. I'll figure it out all by myself. I know everything. I got this. I feel the wind of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Watch this. The gift of favor. When you really begin to break it down, the gift of favor is God's attitude towards you. It's the position that God takes towards you. Come on, somebody. Amen. And he gives us favor because we receive the gift that we unwrapped last week, which was the gift of grace. When you receive by faith the gift of grace, favor is now available to come into your life and operate in your life. That's how God makes us righteous. He makes us righteous through grace. He puts you in right standing through grace because all of us needed to be in right standing with God. And in order for us to get in right standing with God, Jesus made a way for us to be in right standing. That's why it's called the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Because you can't get righteous on your own. You'll never be good enough. You'll never have enough. You become righteous because of who Jesus is. And when you receive that by grace and recognize that now I am righteous because of what Jesus did, then it opens up the next gift of favor. Somebody shout favor. I don't know about you, but I want favor operating in my life all the time. I've had unfavor. Unfavor ain't no fun. How many like favor? How many like it when everything goes your way? How many like it when you just walk into a golden opportunity and everything just starts popping and everybody's just happy all the time and you don't encounter no resistance and things are just going to cause favor just manifesting in your life that day? Come on, amen? Favor brings some stuff with it. Let me give you a few things. Number one, it brings approval. You can write that down. Number one, favor brings approval. Somebody shout approval. How many know when God approves of you, you are automatically blessed? When God approves of you, you're automatically blessed. Somebody shout favor. Favor. Now listen, sometimes favor is not necessarily on the person. Sometimes favor is sometimes on what you're doing. Sometimes favor is on the assignment. Some people got all kinds of junk going on in their life, but it looks like they got everything going right. It ain't because they got favor on their life. It's because they got favor on the assignment. Come on, huh? We see that all the time, don't we? We see that. You have to be in the right position to get favor. You have to be on the right assignment to have favor on the assignment or to have favor on your life. Amen? That means favor can be for a certain place, a certain time, or a certain person. That's why you can't just think because somebody got favor one way, you can get it that way, because it might not work that way for you. It might be that way for them at that time in that season, but favor might be this way for you at this time in this season. Come on, huh? Somebody can make a bunch of money over here, and you say, well, they made a bunch of money like that. I'm going to go try to make a bunch of money like that. They had favor on it. I think I can get favor on it. You go over there and do it, and you make a mess out of it and lose all your money because there wasn't no favor on the assignment. Huh? Is everybody all right? Can I keep going? All right? We see this throughout the Bible. He told Elijah. He said one time, he said, I want you to go down by the brook, for I have commanded the ravens to feed you over there. In other words, Elijah, if you ain't down by the brook, you ain't going to eat, baby. Because they're going to feed you over there. Thank you. Let's try it again. They're going to feed you
over there.
That means you have to be there to eat. Huh? How many of you don't do you no good to be down at the airport when your ship comes in? Sometimes favor is on your there spot. Sometimes you need to go find your spot. One of the problems we got in the church today is some people just don't know what their spot is. They're always trying to get somebody else's spot. They like all the glitter and the glamour about somebody else's spot. And they say, get off your spot and let me have your spot. And then they get in the spot and find out they can't hold a spot because they ain't got the character to keep it. That's why some people do really good in ministry, but they got all kinds of garbage going on in their life. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. How many know there's favor on his word? You got all kind of crazy people out there preaching good word, but their life's a mess. But there's favor on his word. His word ain't coming back void. The word's still the word. It's still anointed. Number two, favor releases supernatural blessings. You write that down. Number two, favor releases supernatural blessings. I'm not talking about just any old blessings that you have to go out there and work really hard for, trying to be blessed, trying to become blessed. I'm talking about things you didn't have to work for. I'm not talking about stuff you struggled for and sowed for and sowed for and sowed for. You're waiting on the harvest. I'm talking about favor that just overwhelms you out of nowhere. Because there's favor on your life. Something coming to your life, you don't even know how to explain it. Somebody say, how did that happen? You say, I don't know. I don't know how it happened. I read a scripture one day and bam. I was broke and now I'm rich. I was lost and now I'm found. I mean, just favor, huh? I mean, the Bible says it is the goodness of God. Somebody say the goodness of God that leads somebody to repentance. It is the goodness of God that leads somebody to repentance. So everybody shout goodness. Most of the time you go to church, they think you got to scare the hell out of everybody to get them to heaven. Come on. They're going to preach you right into heaven by scaring the hell out of you. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says it is the goodness of God. The Bible doesn't teach scare the hell out of people.
Do you know what will happen to you today if you walk out of this room and get hit by a car and die?
Huh? How many people have been scared up to the altar on that one?
If you were to die right now, do you know where you would spend eternity? No.
You don't need to scare the hell out of nobody. You just need to tell them how good God is. He's got a plan. There's purpose for your life. You have a destiny. He loves you with an everlasting love. He wants to put favor on you. He wants to bless you. He wants to make you whole and heal you and give you a life that's above anything you could ever dream or imagine, because he's a good God. Somebody shout, he's a good God. See, that's what happened with Peter one day. He was out there fishing one day. Peter was a businessman. He had a few fishing boats, and he was out there fishing one day, and he was out there, and a Jesus coming on. He said, Peter, throw your net on the other side of the boat. And Peter said, well, you're a teacher, and I'm a fisherman. I've been doing this for a long time. It don't make no sense to throw my net on the other side of the boat, but, you know, you got some pretty wise words. I'll go ahead and do it. And he throws the net on the other side of the boat, got so many fish in the net, couldn't get the net back in the boat. And he got out of the boat, ran in the water, ran over to Jesus, and he said, I'm a man of unclean heart. What do I got to do to follow you? Why? Because it was the goodness of God that made him repent and follow Jesus. God wants to put favor on you. Amen. See, that's a picture of God's goodness, ladies and gentlemen. God ain't trying to scare anybody into heaven. He's not trying to punish you into heaven. He's not trying to put you in a world of a bunch of do's and don'ts and rules and all kinds of stuff that you can't keep anyway. He's trying to love you up and put favor on your life.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Baumgartner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Number three, favor brings supernatural empowerment. Say that with me. Favor brings supernatural empowerment. In other words, you can do things with an ability you didn't know you have. Things you never could do on your own, now you can do them. Favor. Somebody say favor. He brings it for the purpose of your life. He brings favor for the assignment that's on your life, so that you can live your life and fulfill your destiny in this earth. That's why favor comes on you. Not so you can just jump up and down and throw glitter all over the room and go, look at me. It's so you can live your destiny and live the purposes of God in the earth, to preach the good news, to proclaim the good news. Praise the Lord. Amen. Purposes. Somebody shout his purposes. That means you got to learn how to walk in faith. He's not just busy building your life, but his purposes are working through you to build his kingdom. So not only are you building a life, but you build his kingdom. And you get to have a good time while you do it. How many around here are having a good time? I love being a Christian. I love seeing supernatural things. We have had three people in this church this year supernaturally, bona fide, doctor documented, healed from cancer. That's supernatural. Supernatural. One guy was going home to go to hospice. Sold his house, quit his job, gave all his stuff away, Came down here to say goodbye to his family. Went back home to go to hospice. And they couldn't figure out why he wasn't dying in the 3 weeks they got him. So they did some tests on him. Found out there wasn't no cancer in him anymore. He said, I didn't know what to do. So I went and got a job at the railroad in Atlanta. I love the supernatural line. I like to see people's faces when I tell them about the amazing things that God's done in my life. And the eyes get big. They don't know whether you're lying. They don't know what to believe or nothing. But then they got the evidence looking at them right in the face. They don't know how to wrap their head around it. All you can say is it's supernatural. I can't explain it, but it happened. Somebody say it happens. So God brings favor to empower me to do the call of God that's on my life so I can live and operate in the kingdom. So the question is, if he's bringing all this stuff to me, how do I unwrap the gift of favor in my life? How do I unwrap the gift of favor in my life? You can write that question down. How do I unwrap the gift of favor in my life? Number one, you pray and you believe for it. You pray and you believe for it. You ask God for it. Psalms 119:58 says, I have entreated you, your favor, with my whole heart. I have entreated your favor with my whole heart. I ask God for favor. That means you can't do what you need to do for your life until favor comes onto your life. That's why you need to believe God for favor. Otherwise, you'll believe in Jesus, but you'll never live the overcoming life. Because there's an exercise of faith that you have to enter into to believe God for the promises that are in heaven for your life. You got to ask and pray for it and believe it. Come on, huh? Paul said, I am what I am by the favor or the grace of God. I mean, I'm a pastor today because God put favor on my life to do this. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. Because Jason is a mess without God, and he's a bigger mess without favor on his life. Somebody say, thank God for favor on the pastor's life. If you're going to be a school teacher, then you need to have favor on your life to be a school teacher. If you're going to be a firefighter, then you need to have favor on your life to be a firefighter. If you're going to be a worship leader, you got to have favor on your life to be a worship leader. In 1 Chronicles 4, there's a story about a woman who gave birth to her son. Any woman here ever gave birth to her son and you thought the delivery was going to kill you? Some of you women went in labor 40 hours. Didn't know if you were going to make it to the other side. Well, that's who this woman was in 1 Chronicles. She gave birth to a son and it was so painful that when the boy was born, she named him Pain. I'm going to call you Pain. The Hebrew word was Jabez. Means pain. It actually means pain giver. In other words, every day of your life, everywhere you go, you're going to be giving pain to everybody. I mean, how would you like that? Somebody walk up to you and say, oh, this is my daughter. This is my daughter, Sue. And this is my daughter. This is my son, Joey. And this is my other son, Pain Giver. Be careful around him. Don't get too close. My son, Pain Giver. Jabez said, my mama named me Pain Giver because I just about killed her when I came into the world. And ever since then, everybody's called me a pain in the butt. Pain in the neck everywhere I go, but that's not how I want to identify myself. See, listen to me. Some of y'all have been identified from what you've been through before in your life. Some of you have identified with the stuff that's come into your life that's come to kill you. Come on, how many know if you lie long enough, people call you a liar? If you steal long enough, people call you a thief. If you use drugs long enough, people call you a drug addict. But God wants you to know today, that's not who you really are. That's how the world has identified you. That's how your character has been developed through your senses of a natural man. But God's coming along to give you a supernatural man, and he wants to give you a new name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jabez said, that's not how I identify myself. And in verse 10, he calls on God of Israel saying that you would bless me, dear God, and indeed enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil so I would not cause any pain. How many know God said, okay, I'm going to do that for you. And God says, come on, amen. Listen, I just got a feeling somebody's about to get some favor on their life today. And some of you have been misidentified. And some of you have been shot to the curb. And some of you have been getting down. Some of you want to give up and don't want to go on anymore. And some of you feel like your life is spun out of control. I want to declare to you today that God wants to put favor on your life. That you have a purpose for life. That you were not born for no reason. But God brought you into this life for a reason. You got a destiny and a purpose. You are not a mistake. You are not junk. You are not lost anymore. God loves you for who you are, and He wants to give you a new name. I wonder if I got anybody that wants some favor today. Number two, if you want to unwrap favor, you got to position yourself for it. You got to position yourself for it. Somebody say, get in position. You can't just keep doing any old thing and expect favor to come on your life. You got to position yourself for it. The first way you position yourself for it is you position yourself for it with your attitude and your character. You got to change your attitude. Stop being so mean and nasty. Stop being ornery. Stop being critical. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 3:3-4 says this, mercy and truth is what brings favor to a man's life. Huh? In other words, if I've got an attitude of mercy and I know how to tell the truth, that's going to release favor in my life. If I just show people mercy and tell the truth, I'm going to have favor manifest in my life. How many of that's some good character? We got everybody trying to tell somebody something that they're not, and they go around living their own press release, and they live in a big fat lie, and they don't get no favor on it, but they go around putting on airs all the time so everybody think they got favor, but they just living miserable and ain't got no favor. They want everybody to think they're blessed, but they're not blessed. He said, just show mercy and tell the truth, and you get some favor on your life. How many know God hates lies? There's a few things, if you read your Bible, that God actually hates. He hates lies. I didn't write the book. I didn't put it in there. The Holy Ghost put it in there. It says God hates lies. A lying tongue God hates. That means if you cannot tell the truth, God don't like what you're saying. He hates what you have to say. How many know if He hates what you have to say, He can't put no favor on your life? That's why you got to tell the truth. Have you know, Truth Church, we believe in telling the truth. Touch somebody and say, tell the truth. We're going to tell the truth. Why? Because telling the truth brings favor. I know many of you don't know this, but I am not the most popular pastor on the Treasure Coast. And the reason why is because I tell the truth. I'm not going to make you feel good about who you are if you ain't living right. There's plenty of churches out there that'll puff you up and blow you up and powder your nose and twinkle your toes, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because it's the truth that you know that will make you free. I ain't looking for a church of 2,000 people bound up. I'm looking for a few good people that know how to be free, that'll get in the Holy Ghost and flip a city upside down and change people's life for the kingdom of God. Psalms 5:12 says this, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Somebody shout favor. Listen, you need to hear this. You're not going to hear this everywhere. Never believe that you can live any way you want and have favor on your life. If you got stuff going on in your life, there's a price to pay. I can tell you firsthand. God don't want you to have stuff going on in your life. You have to pay the price for it. It costs you. It costs you time, costs you treasure, costs you pain. Cause you hurt? Come on, huh? Praise the Lord, Pastor. That's good preaching. I mean, you don't want to show up in heaven and realize that God had all this favor for you, but you didn't have access to it. Because you're just so messed up with everything else going on in your life. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all all right? Praise the Lord. You can't be stealing from your employer and think you got favor on your life. Come on, huh? You can't expect a pay raise and a promotion if you're stealing from your employer. There's no integrity in that. You can't be lying about your husband or about your wife and believe that God's going to put favor on your relationship. Ooh, got so quiet. and lies of commission and lies of omission. Nobody don't want to hear this kind of truth, but this is the kind of truth we need to hear sometimes. Praise the Lord. If you're going to get in the right position to have favor, then you got to unwrap some truth. You can't live without character, and you can't live without integrity and think God's favor is going to be on your life, because favor is accompanied to character and integrity. If you want things to go right, have integrity.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.